Last time on Football Nation.
Steve Tucker and Chris Wotham, football writers from Media Wales, are here in the studio. This is where we look at how well our teams will do this weekend. So whatever Chris and Steve say, well, you can guarantee, I think the opposite will happen. Let's look at Southampton, Swansea.
Let me take you up on that. As I told Steve Tucker earlier in the week, that I think listeners to this show would have heard me successfully predict that Swansea have got a point against Chelsea.
So I knew this was going to happen. He's been waiting for this all week.
I'm going to get one a season, so I'm going to make a point.
That's a good one to get.
Very much.
As Chris says, they're really going to have to play the game their way. They don't want to get drawn in because Southampton are going to be starting to get a bit desperate now, and Swansea need to keep their cool, baby. Now,
we've talked. sorry.
That was named at you.
I know, but still. I felt like I was. You're transporting us back.
You're blushing now.
I felt we're in some kind of Austin Powers movie.
No.
It's just weird.
No. They're funny, the Austin Powers movies. They're certainly not in one of them.
A statue will be unveiled to former Bluebirds captain Fred Keane, who, of course, lifted the trophy in 1927. Here's the kind of 20s version of Sky Sports News.
Thus began a match that was to make history. Anyway, one thing certain, it won Cardiff the Cup.
Yeah, jolly good report there.
They should bring that back. I don't care, man. That'd be great on my channel.
One week, we'll all have to talk like that. We'll do the show, and we all talk like that. That'd be
jolly
great.
Jolly good show.
Of course, Keane's statue at Cardiff will join a pantheon of footballing greats put up at stadia across the UK, including Billy Bremner at Leeds, Danny Matthews at Stoke, Matt Busby, George Best, etc. at Man United, Alvaro Church at Swansea, and Michael Jackson at Fulham.
Yeah, it's a weird one, that one. If they'd won the cup in 2008, would they have had to have is it Stephen McPhail? Was he kept there? I'd have one of him as well lifting it, I suppose. No, it's great to celebrate tradition like that.
More heartwarming stories. You see, this is kind of a bit of a feel good show today. More heartwarming stories. No, meet you.
Hang on, that music's not very heartwarming. I thought it was going to be like Simon Bates' My Tune.
Swansea City star Meachie has become a shareholder in his hometown club, Real Oviedo, to keep them in business.
That's the song. When you say heartwarming, you think that, you don't think...
This isn't heartwarming, this is the footballer tripped and fell down the stairs and all his family perished.
I first started seeing Suzanne 10 years ago.
More football chat and tunes, Friday at 6. Football Nation on Nation Radio. Grab the free podcast on iTunes. Search Football Nation.